Hello and welcome to this week's roundup of headlines from the Storage Media Group. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm here with John Hilliard, a contributor to our sites. He's going to take you through this week's top stories in just a minute. But before that, like we do each week, I'll talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor, about this week's top story. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to join you again.
Well, this week you wrote about Texas Memory Systems. Big news story. They launched Flash SAN for high availability. Tell me what that means.
Well, basically what it means is they put all redundant components and added failover capabilities to one of the RAM SAN systems that they rolled out last year with all, actually it was earlier this year, with all flash. It's an all-flash storage array, so it's something used specifically for high-performance applications.
Now, before this, TMS had to depend on the high availability in the applications. Now they're saying it's integrated in the system. Can you dig a little deeper for us on that?
Yeah, basically what it is this new system is called the RAM SAN 720, and it's based on the same architecture as the RAM SAN 710, except for this one has dual controllers, dual flash modules, et cetera. So if a controller fails or a flash module goes down, then one of the other components will take over and the system, the data will be saved instead of having to rely on high availability like built into a database application. So this means you can now run more than one application on a system and still have high availability.
Okay, when we talk about these flash systems, we hear a lot about MLC, multi-level cell. Is Texas Memory Systems using that yet?
They are not. They still have single-level cell only, which is a more expensive type of flash, but it is also more better performance and higher reliability. So they say that for these very high performance and high availability type systems, they still require SLC, which is single level cell flash, because it's the MLC, although it has been improved, is not yet quite ready for these very high end systems.
All right, it's an interesting market, and we appreciate you keeping track of it. We'll talk with you next week, and in December, of course, we'll be looking back over 2011 and have some special interviews, podcasts with Dave Raffo talking about the year in storage. I look forward to it.
Okay, I'll speak with you next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Now John Hilliard is going to take it away.
Thanks a lot, Alan. First up is Actifio, which closed a $33.5 million funding round this week, giving it a treasure chest to market and develop its alternative data backup and disaster recovery product. That product, Protection and Availability Storage, is an appliance that uses Actifio's software to store and manage metadata of all protected data. It also virtualizes copies of data so they're available when needed. Actifio isn't particularly well known among storage vendors. The company's CEO tells SearchDataBackup.com that the company has more than 100 customers in just a year of shipping products, mainly among the enterprise and service providers. And Acronis Incorporated has announced that former Red Hat executive Alex Pinchiff will take over as Acronis' president and CEO next month. He replaces Jason Donahue, who joined the company as CEO in 2008. Pinchiff was Red Hat's president of global sales and services and field marketing since April 2008 and has 30 years of business experience, including in the storage management and virtualization markets, according to Acronis. Acronis is based in Woburn, Massachusetts, and is the maker of data protection and business continuity products aimed at the enterprise, SMBs, and consumers. And IDC is reporting that archiving and storage and device management pushed storage software revenue up by 9.7% last quarter when compared to the same period last year. IDC said archiving software revenue grew by 12.2%, and storage and device management increased 11.3% over last year. Data protection and recovery software is still the most popular storage software, with nearly 35% of the market. Backup software giants EMC and Symantec were the overall storage software leaders, with EMC generating $847 million and Symantec generating $530 million. And speaking of EMC, the company is now offering new cloud training and certifications for IT professionals. The company's Cloud Infrastructure and Services course is targeted for individuals who manage storage, networking, or security as part of a team implementing and managing a cloud infrastructure. Those who take the course can also advance their skills by taking a Cloud Architect IT as a Service course, where they learn how to create service catalogs and self-service portals. Both of these programs have been open since October.
Okay, John, interesting stuff. Thanks very much. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds great.